Sometimes I'll sacrifice function for fashion, but not for the workout itself, right? Because the workout's important because you got to have the functionality. Yeah. So what's your biggest deal? I mean, what brand is the most popular?
Well, the run side, I think we have several brands that we do very well with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hoka, of course, they're a fairly new company, but they're making great strides in run specialty. Brooks is huge. They're the number one company in run specialty. We do really well with them. And then Saucony, New Balance, Asics. I mean, we got 7 or 8 brands or something like that.
Yeah. You see somebody wearing like Brooks, you usually kind of know that's a runner, right?
Yeah, actually, and I was at my son's college visit thing last weekend, and there's some girl wearing some lady wearing a pair of Brooks. I'm like, "You run?" She's like, "Yeah."
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, Hawk and I were talking about this because there are some like running shoes that are you know they're runners.
Well,
I mean,
they aren't available at department stores.
No, you can't just get
easily,
it
so
right.
You usually have to go to a running store to be able to buy those type of things. So.
All right, now the Shamrock shoes were very popular for St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, those went over really well. So Heather did a good job getting those.
You got to listen to her.
I'm listening.
Okay, because you know she tells you and you don't listen because you worry you're not going to sell them and you got to listen to her. You got to follow her.
Her lead. Like my wife.
I'm telling you, your wife is a very smart individual. I've met her several times. So now the next thing coming up, you'll have 4th of July.
I think we're going to try.
Listen to Heather.
We got to make some, we got to get the order in and make sure we have access to them. But yeah, the next batch of specialty shoes that are coming out are like a 4th of July edition. And she said the launch, which was like the Shamrock one, it's going to have like the stripes on one shoe and the stars on the other.
Ah.
Nice.
I love it. That's See, cool. People, people like that stuff.
It went over really, really well. With St. Paddy's Day, the Run to Lockstock's going on this weekend on Saturday morning. It's a good time. It leads off the St. Patrick's Day parade downtown, and then you run down to Lockstock. It's one of the only races that fills up in the area, so it's full already. You might be able to find a wristband from somebody or something like that, but that's usually a pretty good event. That kind of kicks off the run season around here, because the following weekend is the Penguin in the Park.
Yeah.
That's a nice event, too.
So. A lot of stuff coming up. You can check out Fleet Feet, DecaturIL.com or SpinCity.co for all information. You can also follow them on social media. No green beer. You know what they don't do in Ireland? They don't drink the stupid green beer. So that's an American thing.
I go for the Guinness on St. Paddy's Day.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's an Irishman move right there.
Yeah.
Green beer, not so much.
Yeah.
So, listen, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Thanks again for the Shamrock shoes. I've got them packed in my gym bag today for our workout. We're doing celebrating St. Paddy's Day a little early, and then it's going to be a big weekend. So check it out and go get. I know Congressman Davis sent me a text that he was in to see you guys last weekend.
Yeah, I talked to some of the staff, and they're like, he was left, and everybody's like, is he like a politician or like?
Well,
they called him out.
I'll tell you this about staff at Fleet Feet, and they're very in-shape people. You know, world knowledge about politics, maybe not so much. As that was your congressman that was stopping by. He asked me because I had the Hoka hat in the studios that you had brought in, and he said, "Do you like the Hokas?"
He heard of them.
And I said, "Well, clearly you don't listen to the show, Congressman." Yes, we're all part of Team Hoka. And he said, "Well, where do you get them?" And I said, "Well, FleetFeetDecaturIL.com." And he goes, "Well, where is that?" I said, "Right down on Main by Millikan." He went to Millikan University.
Oh, okay.
And he said, "Oh, okay, I'm going to go by there." And then he sent me a text
and
he got
really
hooked
did.
Up and he bought shoes and he said, "Thank you very much." They said it was packed and you guys were, the customer service was great.
I think he did something and had to run an errand and come back or something they were telling me, but he said he was a really nice guy and had a good experience.
So well, good.
That's cool.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, keep telling your friends. It's easy to do a bad job and have all the customers tell people because of that. It's really hard to do a good job and have everybody tell customers that they enjoyed their experience there. So, yeah, spread the word if you have a good experience and not if you have a bad.
Yeah, there you go. Kyle, we appreciate it. We're going to take top of the hour break. Back with more. Molly's going to be with us the full hour. We got some more folks from Team Cat coming in, and we got a lot to get to, including the latest political mailers. I have all of them from my mailbox yesterday. I am so tired of this election season. Can it get over soon enough? Next Wednesday, right? I mean, Tuesday night will be done, and then we're free of this. Back with more after this, live from the YMCA.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play.
only with Now Decatur and
I'm running because I am mad as hell.
Calkins is angry because families in Illinois are being mistreated by our government. Calkins has given his life to service. 22 years in the Army. Decades more serving seniors and disabled persons in long-term care facilities. Dan Calkins protects people from predators. Always has. And he doesn't need anything in return but your vote.
I'm also not going to take a paycheck or take the health care or take the retirement program. I am going as a public servant, not looking for a job.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
At Evergreen.
What if you could take charge of your future by reimagining what it means to earn a degree? What if you could be the one who defines what it means to be successful? Millikan University has built an environment where students take learning out of the classroom and into real-world experiences. It's exciting. It's innovative. And with a 99% graduate success rate, the results are amazing. Make it Millikan and apply today. Learn more at millikan.edu.
Take a minute and listen to our local state senator, Andy Menar, who's led the fight against Bruce Rauner in Springfield.
I'm a pretty tough critic of statewide candidates. Before I choose to support a candidate, I want to know that they have the best interests of the constituents that I represent in their heart. J.B. Pritzker is going to put the people of the state first. That's why I chose to support him. J.B. has sat time and again, and he has listened to voters in small towns. And that is something that I know J.B. is going to take with him to the governor's office. I see the same man everywhere that he goes. It's someone who is incredibly honest, someone who is blunt about the problems and the challenges that we face, and someone that has solutions and isn't afraid to put those solutions out on the table. We need big change in Springfield. And I think J.B. Pritzker is the candidate for governor that can deliver that big change.
Paid for by J.B. for governor.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 48 degrees. It's also going to be a little bit windy with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Then tonight, mostly clear skies, lows around 30 degrees. For your Thursday, sunshine, highs near 51. Then Friday, we're looking at partly sunny skies and highs near 43 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 20 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the YMCA Buyers of Company Wednesday edition. Our second round against Team Cat. We'll introduce you to some of the Cat team. Plus, we'll visit with Shalith Hansbrough, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and your chance to win Heinkels with our countdown to opening day. It all starts now.
Buyers and Company. WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. It is a chilly start to the day. Yes, it's going to be 49 today. I got up this morning. I think it's going to be 49 today. So I left the house wearing what I'm wearing, got into the garage, backed out. Rearview mirror said ice. I'm like, what is going on with this? I thought it was warming up this week.
It's the never-ending winter, apparently.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Are we really just old and whiny? Because the winter really hasn't been that bad.
No, we started.
You remember
the show
Snowmageddon?
Yeah. Again, we started the show. It was 19 degrees. It shouldn't be. I know it stinks.
I think we discussed that earlier.
Yes, we did.
At 19, nothing actually smells because it's all frozen.
Well, that's true.
You're right. It is. I'm tired of winter. I'm ready for spring.
Next Tuesday is the first day of spring.
Election day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So like it's like never
double
mind.
Whammy. We get it out of the way.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I hope the primary election has really kind of it's jumped up, ratcheted up a little bit more than I thought it might.
Last week or so, yeah, it really has kicked into gear.
And so you've got all the political ads. I'm getting direct mail pieces. I mean, I'm averaging 4 direct mail pieces a day.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And here's my question about direct mail, and I still ask this, and I wonder this day. Does it work? I have never voted or not voted for a single person in my life based on something in my mailbox.
Nope.
Right? I mean, so what is all this money spent on? And it must work, right?
It works.
I mean, there's
somebody.
A little lady with nine cats somewhere reading this going, you know, okay, you got me. Bruce Rauner's tall. That's
yes, he is.
Here's the, how tall is Bruce Rauner? Tall enough to stand up to Mike Madigan and roll back the Madigan tax hike. After all, Bruce is 6'4". What does that mean?
What does that have to do with anything?
Am I voting on height now? I mean, you know, how tall is Jeannie Ives? I don't have any idea.
I don't either. Good crap.
Is that a short joke? Is that a crack? Should I be offended by that?
How tall is Mike Madigan?
Well, you got to be 6'4". Take on Mike Madigan.
Apparently, you got to be really tall.
I don't know how tall our other governors. How tall was Rob Blagojevich?
I thought he was kind of a short guy. I thought he was probably about
his big head.
Right.
I do remember that. You know, I remember the very first time that he came into the studios. You know, we were on the road at the Blue Mill.
I remember.
Not the Blue Mill.
It was
the Blue Phoenix
at the time. Yeah,
Paul Lurk's place. God rest his soul.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I remember that.
Julie Curry brought him in, and he was, oh my God. And I couldn't have told you that morning that guy's going to jail, but I could have said, I got a pretty good idea that guy's going to jail. That morning, first time I ever met him.
He was a little sketchy.
And he was a huge Elvis fan.
I know.
You know, he had a bust of Elvis in his office at the governor's mansion.
So weird.
Burning Love was his favorite. And he has a horrible Elvis song. I mean, if you're going to be an Elvis fan, you can't be. Burning Love is your favorite song.
Anyway. Such a weird guy.
So there you go. We'll get through some of the direct mail pieces. And I think we're done with all of the interviews. I think we have one more of these judicial candidates, which that's always weird. Judge Rosenbaum's with us on Friday.
Okay.
Because I don't really know. Once they get elected, they're basically there forever, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't.
And they're not real politicians, and they're always really awkward about running. And
you get on the ballot the vote to retain. Well, it's okay.
Okay.
Do we keep him? Do we not keep him?
All right.
How do we know?
Let's talk about something fun.
Okay.
We're here at the YMCA. Today is round two of our challenge against Kat. Kevin Wood joins us. How much fun is your wife having at your expense for this? And we've only had one workout.
She started texting yesterday morning as soon as Matt put out the video on Facebook. So. She's having a good time.
For those of you who don't know, Kevin's more famous spouse is Jen up there with Maroa Lumber, who has been a big supporter of Illini Athletics, and we've always had a great fun. I just knew when I saw your name on this list that Jen was going to have as much fun not participating in this that you will ever have participating in this.
I'm fully anticipating just a video montage at some point.
Yes,
of
yes.
Me dying.
You know she's already talked to Matt about this probably, right? All right. So you've been a Caterpillar how long?
Going on 15 years.
15 years. What do you do there?
I'm a quality engineer for motor graders.
And what does that mean?
That means we take care of field issues, sometimes parts failures, customer improvement ideas, and put them into practice.
All right. So you got to sell this equipment, then you got to take care of the equipment
exactly.
Once you sell it. All right. So what made you sign up for this particular thing here?
I've been watching the videos that Matt's had up for the full year. You guys have been doing it. I've seen every workout. And so I wanted to try to get in on one of the listener contests,
okay.
But I just didn't get the chance. And when Kendall asked about Team Cat for this, I signed up.
All right, any trepidation at all, or was this something you were just all in?
A little bit of trepidation, but, I mean, it's been something I've been wanting to do, and I figure if Matt can do it, I can do it.
I tell you what, I saw him yesterday. Matt usually is the cargo shorts shirt guy, like all year round, no matter how cold it is. And yesterday we had this thing, and he was going to be filming all of it. And so, you know, Matt dressed up for Matt, and he had his shirt tucked in, and he's wearing jeans, and he doesn't even look like the same human being. I mean, you go back and look at pictures of him a year ago, Molly, right?
I mean, he has changed
entirely.
I'm so proud of Matt. He is in here on our days off from our – I mean, he's putting in the work, and he's seeing some results, so super proud of him.
Well, he looks fantastic. And Matt is such a big guy. I mean, just physical size, height, you know, how tall is Bruce Rauner? How tall is Matt Hall? You know, he's such a big guy, and everything he does is that much harder because he's got, you know,
Absolutely.
You know, just doing push-ups, whatever it is. But when you see him, like, all tucked in, and, I mean, you think, Mike, it's like I told him yesterday, man, you look fantastic. So he's doing great. So you were inspired by Matt. That's great. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people look at these videos, and they see somebody that looks like them. That's important, right?
Right. Yeah, it shows you that, any body type, any personality, age, whatever, can do this stuff.
Okay, so you were an athlete at one time?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, well, how long ago, first of all?
20 years.
Okay.
Not quite.
What sports did you play?
Football and baseball, mostly.
Football and baseball. Okay, yeah. So you're a pretty good athlete. And then I would imagine, like everybody else, you know, time just goes by so fast, right? And find yourself just ignoring the most important things in your life, like taking care of yourself.
Yeah, you get into college and you discover beer and all this other fun stuff. And then you get married. You have life in the way, you got a job, you got everything else. I've actually been more active the last 2 years than I have been probably the previous decade before that.
Okay. And what's really important, I think, is, and a lot of the CAT folks said this, and I don't think it's any different in anywhere corporate America, right, is finding that work-life balance. Mm-hmm. I noticed in the luncheon that we had, there were a lot of questions about that, right? Yeah. We're all very busy. I don't think we're not going to stay busy. I mean, it's not like that's going to change. Everybody's doing more with less businesses across America. So how do you find that balance with, you know, working hard, family life, taking care of yourself? You feel like you're going to get some answers to that over the next 6 weeks?
Hoping to. The time management part is by far the hardest, especially this week. Nice little cluster of issues coming up this week that have taken the calendar. But getting the time to get the extra workouts in, being able to get out of work, get here, because I don't want to see what Molly does to people that are late. At least I don't want to see what she does to me.
No,
if
you
I'm
don't.
Late.
No, you don't. Because don't really there's care. A mean side that will come out. You'll see. Don't give me that look. There is a little bit of sadism in every trainer. I mean, and come on, admit that.
I really don't want anyone to die.
No. Well, I didn't say you want to kill anyone.
Bring the pain. But I want to push you.
Yeah.
So,
God forbid a few people like get lazy during a week, like on diaries and everything else, and she just gets fed up and comes in and like we're jump starting this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's happened before.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the ones who are really doing it, oh, we're going to, like, give you, like, what was that beating they gave that kid in the movie with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise?
Full Metal Jacket.
No.
Code Red.
Code Red. That's what we're going to Code Red you if you do that. So it's great. But there has to be, at the end of the day, and I know this probably drives you crazy because I'm sure you have personal clients that are this way, you know, you've got people that just aren't really willing to put the work in. They think that just coming here is enough. I mean, once you get here, I'm sure you felt sore Tuesday morning, right?
A little bit, yeah. I'm still sore.
Yeah.
To an extent.
But that's okay. I mean, but you, if you don't do that, you're not going to get the results.
Right. I'm not a miracle worker.
No.
I can't, you know, give something to you here. You've got to work for it. So if you, it's with anything in life, right?
You have to put in
the time. It works the same way. You've got to put in the time. And time is the biggest obstacle in most individuals' lives, time.
But you can make the time.
You can. And you don't need an hour. Half an hour. I mean, look at our sessions. They're short. How did you feel after 45 minutes of work?
Felt like a long 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
There
you go. So.
Well, that's the key to it is making the time. And if you're busy, and I get that, I completely understand how, and I'm in a job where stuff, you get curveballs. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not a 9-to-5 desk job where you can just sort of take a lunch hour. I mean, it stuff happens, but you have to just decide, I'm going to put the time in. I'm going to dedicate the time, whether that's hiring a trainer, whether that's coming to the class, whether it's working, you know, early mornings or later in the evening or finding the time after dinner. You just have to make the time. And it is basically a math equation, you know, that I figured out now twice in my life, and it works both times, you know, with the technology, without the technology. You can only consume so much, and you can only burn so much, and that's your math equation that you have to figure out. Mm-hmm. How are you doing on entering all your, you know, dietary and all of that, meals and everything into the MyFitnessPal?
Pretty good. The hardest part is sometimes when you have a big recipe or whatever, if Jen makes something that I've got to figure out, okay, what it went into it, and then just piece it out like that.
Yeah.
But, no, it's not too bad. I've been using that app for a while, just not necessarily as regularly as I should be.
Well, doing it every day will keep you accountable, my friend. All right, so what did you like most, what did you hate most about Monday's class? I mean, as far as the actual physical work itself.
The isometric holds were probably the worst for me.
Really? You like the rope climbers?
Well, I did those
Please
better.
Please tell
than,
me you like the rope climbers.
I did better at the rope climbers than I did at the wall sits. But the probably the push-up and plank set was the toughest because my shoulders weren't ready for that.
All right. Well, you're going to get ready, my friend.
Yeah.
6 weeks. We'll see.
Working on it.
All right. Well, listen, tell Jen we said hello best of luck. And Matt seemed to spend a lot of camera time on you. I'm just saying you might want to ask Jen if there's something in the works here because he seemed to be, you know, not that he was, like, entirely focused on you, but I felt like you had more camera time than everybody else.
I'm not so much worried about the video clips he might use, but the music he's going to put with it.
Oh, yeah. We had Duran Duran on Monday.
Yeah.
You know that was all Matt Hall, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. All right. It's great seeing you, and we'll see you at noon today. Kevin Wood from Team Cat. When we get back, Shalit's going to join us on the other side of the break. It's the WSOY MCA Challenge live from the Greater Decatur YMCA. Abby and Matt will be with us from the Y a little later in the program. Kendall with the Cat. Angela's going to stop by and see us. We got Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And what are we giving away today as far as Heinkel's meat is concerned?
I think today is the it's Wiener Wednesday. It's
Wiener Wednesday. Wednesday.
Yes.
Wiener Wednesday. So, when we do that, the winner will get wieners. The winner will get wieners.
Yes.
And then they also qualify to win tickets to opening day to see the Cardinals take on, who is the, are they playing the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Yes.
It's a Thursday night game, I believe. Opening day at Busch Stadium. So all of that on the line as well. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 48 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 30 for your Thursday sunshine, highs near 51. And Friday, partly sunny, highs near 43 degrees. It is 19 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Did you know your child should have his or her first dental exam before the end of age one? Prevention is the goal when teaching healthy dental habits. Dr. Brett Jurger and his team at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry offers the highest quality dental care for infants, children, and teenagers. Call or visit the website today to schedule your child's first dental appointment and let Dr. Brett Jurger and Jurger Pediatric Dentistry start you on a path to a beautiful and healthy smile. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
March doesn't have to just mean basketball. It's also time for baseball. I'm Brett Zerfowski, and if you want your business to be heard for the next 6 months during the Chicago Cubs or the St. Louis Cardinals radio broadcasts, well, I'm your man, because I'm a baseball fan. Give me a call at the Newhoff Media Studios at 217-423-9744 and find out how you can be part of the excitement of the 2018 Major League Baseball season. With ESPN 1050 The Fan and News Talk 1340 WSOY AM and 103.3 FM.
Play ball!
County Chairs Association.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I'm Mike Metzler. I've got 38 years of local law enforcement experience. My friend Sammy Anderson is a proven advocate for those who serve and those without a strong voice, an effective litigator across the broad spectrum of the law, and a dedicated leader in our community. I was proud to have cast my early vote in the Republican primary for Sammy Anderson. Sammy Anderson will bring honesty, integrity, compassion, and a humble heart to the bench.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by friend
Kostinski.
I'm John Butts, running to be your sheriff. In my 28 years in the sheriff's office and in my education and training, I have seen firsthand the need to serve with integrity, accountability, and compassion. The sheriff's office is a big one. 160 employees and $15 million of your dollars. My degree in law enforcement, my studies at the FBI Academy, and my experience in making tough decisions has prepared me for this challenge. But I need you. I'm asking for your vote on March 20th. Please vote for John Butts for sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butts for sheriff.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Decatur Family YMCA, for a better us.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Do you ever have those old people moments?
Who are you talking to?
You. Do you ever have one of those?
I say, you really have to ask that question?
No, I'm just saying that sometimes you turn into your grandparents. Yes. It's like, I heard that song, and I thought, oh, that's a U2 song I haven't heard in a long time. You know how old that song is?
That song's very old.
That's got to be 25 years old.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
And so...
Is that Joshua Tree?
That was from the Joshua Tree, I believe. So that would have been...
90s?
Oh,
no. 88? 88, 89. Yeah, that's right. Oh, God.
That's the old person moment I was just describing.
I had my old person moment last night.
Okay.
I registered the youngest for high school.
Well, hey, we're doing that's not an old person moment.
Come on, he turned 14 on Monday.
I know, but that's not. 14 isn't an old person moment.
He's going to be
realizing the song you haven't heard for a while is 30 years old. That's an old person moment.
I've gotten both beat. I've added fiber to my water. So I win.
Okay. Right. She takes it in a completely direction that I just...
Dan Patrick used to call his producer Show Killer.
Yeah. You called me that for a while.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
You've assumed the mantle.
I'm just saying, you have those moments when you're like, oh, that's a song I haven't heard in a while. And you go, in 30 years. Those moments.
You do.
You Two was around a long time ago. They're still around.
Yeah.
How long has that band been together?
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they played at Rocks in Charleston, Illinois.
Really?
Like in the early 1980s.
Wow.
At Eastern Illinois University.
I'll be darned.
I didn't actually see the show, but I remember the show. I mean, it was... You
remember hearing about it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Think about that story.
Yeah.
You know, Rocks holds like 60 people, but I guarantee like 8,000 people claim to have been there.
Right. Exactly.
You know, to
yeah,
see
I saw
the show.
It. I saw it.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Shalice Hansbrough joins us. You know, Shalice, an old radio personality.
You do say that old.
I met old friend. Like,
you know,
and like,
I get it.
Yes. You and I are the same age, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Shalice and I have known each other for a long time. She used to have the great fun of coming in and working with Steve and Jolly. And the Morning Zoo.
I know she did.
You too, though.
Yeah, I know. Back.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So, what were you doing at that point? You were doing news?
I was doing news.
Okay.
But then I would also just kind of
hang out with Steve and Joe.
I would never go away. So, even after I left the station full time, I would come in the mornings and just hang out. Did you guys pay me?
Yeah. I don't doubt
it. We owe you back pay?
Maybe.
Steve and Joey, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we've known Shalice for a long time.
Yes, we have.
And now she's got a very important gig.
I know.
And she's also taking part as one of our listeners in our challenge. Now, you're 6 weeks, 7 weeks now into this, and you're going to be along for the full 12, as is Sean. How are you halfway through this thing?
You know, I feel great about it. I think this is one of the best things that I could have done for myself. And thank you guys for having me involved, because I feel better about coming in here on the off times and working out, logging what I'm eating, and just looking forward to setting more goals as we move forward.
You hit that
crucial age, and it's like,
Yeah, everything happens quick, right? I mean, you know, and that's the thing. And I think you could testify to folks that in 6 weeks you can change habits. I mean, it doesn't sound like a long enough time to do that, but you really can.
You really can. I mean, we wake up in the morning. It's not just me, but my daughter was on spring break the whole week. We were coming into the Y together. My husband's coming in. You know, I wasn't able to make it Monday. I should have just tagged him in because he's walking, you know, the tracks trying to get healthy too.
Yeah.
Because he has some issues, but I'm just really excited about it. You can make some changes in those 6 weeks.
Yeah. When you got six more, think about where you'll be in 12.
Absolutely.
So are you having fun? I mean, is the trepidation gone and now you're just enjoying it because you know everybody and there's not that nervous factor of, you know, what's coming or, you know, being new, right?
Absolutely. We're having a great time. If Paul would just, I'm going way back.
Yeah.
But if Matt would just let go of the trophy.
Yes.
And then we could really get going.
Yeah. Matt starts like, over every 12 weeks. I don't know if you noticed about it. You know, he will do, he'll work hard, right? And then just goes on a binge and then he'll start over and then he spared no expense on that trophy. That was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
He's been carrying that trophy around all since last week.
He really has, like he won it himself almost. So we're going to talk to him about that a little later in the interview.
One thing
I would like to just share, when I was coming in with my daughter, because I'm really trying to get my family to, you know.
That's great. So it's spreading beyond just you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She goes, wow, you don't even complain about, like, the exercise. You just get right in there and do it. Yeah, I'm an old person, but I can do this, Kendall. And so she was really impressed.
Yeah, well, there's an attitude change.
Absolutely.
You know, it's sort of comes on slowly, and the next thing you know, you're 6 weeks in, and all of a sudden you've changed the way you're looking at things.
Absolutely.
All right, so now the diet part's still hard. I was down at spring training last week at the ballpark, and hot dogs are like my weakness, and I don't have them now. I don't eat them, but I did last week at spring training, and I felt bad.
Show quiet Both, weeks like are I, hard for us mm-hmm. because we're inside of a school building for hours upon hours, and if you don't practice and or prepare, I was sitting there eating, and I saw this stuff over there. I said, I cannot make that choice. Molly's going to walk up and see me if I eat that. That's one. Now, she's my accountability partner at Show Choir because she's at the same places. So I'm not going to sit there with this big burger, and then Molly walks up. Well, like, no,
last,
that's not
last year, we were all walking around the Decatur Celebration doing the exact same thing. Molly might be
Molly,
down here.
I'm telling you, Molly is like
but
my accountability partner.
I probably had a corn dog. At the celebration.
Okay.
And that's okay.
Oh, I
that's
definitely
had a corn dog. Let me tell you how that sounds right now.
All right, let me all tell you to watch the clock, Lindsay Romano, producer of this show, and we're going to do this. We're going to take a break. Shalise, keep up the great work. We'll see you at noon today, and Shalise, great, good friends from way back. We'll take a break for news. Back with more right after this.
WSOY News Time, 729. The Decatur Police Department will conduct special patrols this St. Patrick's Day weekend, cracking down on drunk drivers and encouraging people to wear their seatbelts. According to DPD Sergeant Steve Hagemeyer, St. Patrick's Day, one of the deadliest holidays due to the number of drunk drivers on the road across the country. Drunk driving kills more than 10,000 people each year in the country, and each of those deaths is preventable, according to the sergeant. He says they're urging the community's residents and guests to plan ahead for St. Patrick's Day. If you're going to drink, designate a sober driver before you go out. Remember, it's not just about you. In addition to establishing a designated driver, DPD has tips available for you at nowdecatur.com if you are hosting a St. Patrick's Day party. We have more news coming up after Fox News on WSOY Decatur at 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. We're still waiting to hear officially who wins a special House election in western Pennsylvania. The Democrat, Connor Lambs, declared victory. He does have the edge with absentee ballots, though, still being counted.
I'll work on the problems our people face, secure their jobs and pensions, protect their family, and I will work with anyone to do that.
The Republican, Rick Saccone, says it's not over yet. President Trump campaigned for him personally. The president heads to St. Louis today after a trip to California for a fundraiser and a look at prototypes for a new border wall.
The border wall is truly our first line of defense, and it's probably, if you think about it, our first and last, other than the great ICE agents and other people moving people out.
In St. Louis, he'll visit a Boeing facility and meet with local employers and then attend another fundraiser. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. A revised report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows Illinois' job growth, hit a high point last summer and surpassed its prior business cycle peak from September of 2000. The Illinois Department of Employment Security says the revised data shows job growth from December 2015 through 2017 is higher than initially reported. Growth peaked last summer, and the state added over 47,000 jobs last year. The updated data accounts for non-farm payroll revisions and labor force statistics. Employment Security Director Jeff Mays says the growth is due to a resurgence in manufacturing. Nearly half of the total increase in jobs comes from the manufacturing sector. But Illinois' January unemployment rate of 4.8% is still 0.7 percentage point higher than the national average. In sports, DeAndre Jordan dominated with 29 points and 18 rebounds. Lou Williams scored 26, and the Clippers beat the Bulls 112-106. And Radford and St. Bonaventure have both advanced to the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The Radford next faces top seed Villanova on Thursday. St. Bonaventure preps for their Thursday meeting with number 6 Florida after stunning UCLA 65-58. Your next news update is coming your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media.
I'm running because I'm mad as hell.
Calkins is angry because families in Illinois are being mistreated by our government. Calkins has given his life to service. 22 years in the Army. Decades more serving seniors and disabled persons in long-term care facilities. Dan Calkins protects people from predators. Always has. And he doesn't need anything in return but your vote.
I'm also not going to take a paycheck or take the health care or take the retirement program. I'm going as a public servant, not looking for a job.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
This is Jim Edgar. During my time as governor, I tried to bring all sides together to solve problems facing our state. Today, we're seeing more screaming, shouting, and blame than cooperation. That's why I'm asking you to support Randy Keith to be your state representative. Randy is a fiscal conservative who will work to get things done in Springfield. Randy Keith has a plan to fix our crumbling infrastructure, create more good-paying jobs by improving Illinois' business climate, and will work for common-sense reforms that focus on results, not partisanship. State government is better when we have smart, qualified people who are willing to work together. That's how we made Illinois work when I was governor, and I'm confident Randy Keith can help make Illinois work again. This is Jim Edgar, and I hope you'll support Randy Keith on March 20th.
Randy Keith for state representative. He'll put Illinois back to work.
This ad paid for by friends of Randy Keith.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 48 degrees. For tonight, clear, lows around 30. For your Thursday, sunshine, highs near 51. And Friday, partly sunny, highs near 43 degrees. It is 20 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here live at the YMCA, Mark Tupper is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. He joins us each and every weekday morning with Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NFL.
Well, this is a crazy week and kind of impactful, I think, for the National Football League as free agency goes through a couple days of what I would call legal tampering, where teams are allowed to negotiate with agents. They can't sign players until later this afternoon, but they can get their deals in place, and then this afternoon they can sign players. And among the more active teams is the Chicago Bears, as they try to find weapons for their quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, because they do not have wide receivers. They do not have any of the things that he needs to really find out how good he's going to be. So the Bears have added three pass-catching targets in deals that will be signed later today. Allen Robinson, who's a big, fast receiver, will be their new number one receiver. Taylor Gabriel, who's a smaller guy, but one of the top, I'd say one of the 10 fastest players in the National Football League, has been playing for Atlanta. He'll be their speed receiver, and they're adding a tight end, Trey Burton, from Philadelphia, and you'll remember him as the tight end who threw the touchdown pass to Eagles quarterback Nick Foles on the fourth down trick play in the Super Bowl. They were not the only active team. The Green Bay Packers made two, I thought, kind of surprising moves. One is an addition, one is a subtraction. They signed and are adding free agent tight end Jimmy Graham, who's a big target. Athletic guy, really will be a nice target for Aaron Rodgers. And they released Aaron Rodgers' favorite wide receiver, Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson, he's had some injuries, but I'm telling you, that guy can still play. And a guy like that often ends up with the Patriots. So watch for that to happen. Also, the Minnesota quarterback situation looks to be clearing up. They had three quarterbacks. Which one are they going to take? None of them. It looks like Sam Bradford will sign with Arizona. Teddy Bridgewater will go to the Jets. And Case Keenum will land with the Denver Broncos. And the Vikings instead will turn to free agent quarterback Kirk Cousins. And there'll be more deals, I think, done today. The draft is still to come. You look at a team like the Bears, whose first big move was to go get a new head coach and then to strike quickly in free agency. If they draft smart, that's a very different-looking Bears team on the field next year and one people will talk about. Can they get into the playoffs next year? And it's been a while since they've been doing that. So I think if you're a Bears fan, you should like what they've done in these last couple days.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll do a little NCAA with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
You stopped in at Save More Pharmacy lately? The gift shop area is filled with new spring home decor and Easter items, including a large selection of wind chimes, colorful nightlights, super cute natural life products, and willow tree figurines. Save More Pharmacy specializes in professionally trained pharmacists that will answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. If you would like a price comparison on your prescriptions, simply request it. You will be pleasantly surprised that a locally owned pharmacy can beat and exceed your expectations. Save More Pharmacy, Highway 121 in Mount Zion.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NCAA.
Then the tournament began last night. Only the hardcores settle in to watch these first four games. But the games between the 11 seeds, and last night it was UCLA and St. Bonaventure, those are kind of worth a peek. And that UCLA-St. Bonnie game turned out to be pretty interesting. St. Bonaventure pulled away with some free throws at the end and won 65-58. And since I think it's always fun to watch Steve Alford squirm and scowl, that was kind of enjoyable. And there are two more games tonight, and the game tonight between the 11 seeds could also be interesting. That is Syracuse against Arizona State. For those looking at the bigger bracket, there was some injury news worth noting. Virginia, which is the number one overall seed in the tournament, said it will be without DeAndre Hunter for the entire tournament. This is a 6'9 guy who averages about 9 points and 3.5 rebounds. He was voted the ACC's sixth man of the year. He's an important guy for Virginia, probably their best NBA prospect. Virginia plays its first game on Friday, so maybe their arrow is pointing a little bit down. Maybe Kansas's arrow is pointing a little bit up, also due to news on the injury front. Their center, Oduka Azubuike, sat out Kansas's run to the Big 12 tournament title with a ligament issue in his left knee. But now they believe his recovery is ahead of schedule. They think they will have him this weekend, maybe in time for their opening game Thursday against Penn. Kansas is a number one seed. They've got a bunch of good guards, but Azubuike is their only real low post presence. The so-called experts on ESPN, I don't know what an expert is in the tournament. In my opinion, there's no such thing as that. I think a little bit of knowledge in this event in particular is more dangerous than about anything. It can just get you into trouble with your bracket. But the so-called experts on ESPN have weighed in. I'm talking about their announcers, their analysts, their college basketball studio hosts. 27 of them picked their Final Fours and the eventual national champion. 9 picked Michigan State, 8 picked Virginia, 5 picked Villanova, 2 picked Arizona, and 1 each for Duke, 1 for Kansas, and 1 for Purdue. They like Michigan State. That kind of surprised me, actually. But there we go.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day, and we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning back in the studios. We're live here at the Greater Decatur YMCA. We get back on the other side of the break. Molly's going to join us. Angela's going to be here with us, and we'll get a two for bugging Jeff about what he's doing in his life right now. I'm getting ready to share that video yesterday spotlighting the upcoming Duane Andrews Ag Academy and FFA program with District 61. Great day yesterday. I want to thank everyone for coming over for that. Dr. Kidwell, what an interesting lady she is. She runs the ACES school at the University of Illinois. She's the new, been there about a year and a half, and one of the premier ag education institutions in the United States of America. You know, it's 40 minutes down the road. Between Illinois and Purdue, I mean, those are like, that's top tier agribusiness education centers. You know, we had Caitlin that worked for us for like 3 summers, you know, who was ag communications major at the University of Illinois. The kid we just hired to be the teacher at MacArthur, Andrew Klein, the ag educator there, is graduating from the ACES program in May at the University of Illinois. The other one, Ashley Austin, is getting her master's degree at the University of Kentucky. They'll both be moving into our community and taking up those jobs in the fall. But it was a really interesting day yesterday. And Matt did like a little, I think it's like about 4 minutes, kind of encapsulating the whole thing. We started doing the show at Eisenhower yesterday morning, went to ADM, had a tour of the trading floor. You've been to the trading floor before?
Believe it or not, no, I haven't.
Really?
I have never been on the trading floor.
Okay.
I'd like to go.
They call it the trading room.
Right.
Room doesn't really do it justice because it's gigantic. I mean, it's like one of those like where it's like football stadium size.
Right.
I mean, there's just hundreds of people that are trading.
I'd love to see it sometime.
You know, wheat, corn, whatever. I mean,
yep.
you know, commodities. And it is pretty impressive. And then we had a nice meeting. They have a big conference room off of that trading floor, like that you can put like 40 or 50 people
in.
Big conference room. Those tables are always amazing to me. Have you seen the one at Tate Lyle?
Yes.
It's made out of one piece of wood.
Yes, that I have seen, yes.
I mean, like a big conference table.
I know, a big conference table,
and,
right.
And I remember it was so funny because in that conference room at ADM, I was there for a meeting a few years ago when Rod Blagojevich was sent to prison. Remember we talked about that earlier?
Right.
Because everybody got their text at the same time, and like we're all sitting around in a room, and it's like everybody's like pulling their phone out. Everyone, Blair's going to jail. So, yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we went to MacArthur. Mm-hmm. For lunch. We had a little panel program and then a nice lunch that was catered by the Beach House. And then we went out to EPL Bioanalytical and did a tour of their business out in Harristown, which is an amazing place. You think about this little agribusiness, everybody, we have a lot of educating to do. And
yes.
I realize that because you say agribusiness and people go, well, I don't farm. Okay, farming is less than 2% of the jobs that are in agribusiness.
Right.
Less than 2%. In fact, family farms are just about extinct. I mean, there's really not much of that anymore. So it's not farming. it's all the other 98% of the jobs. We got a place in Harristown, Illinois. I think they do business with one company in Illinois. The rest of their business is like global. And they are literally doing like scientific research on GMO or non-modified crops and fruit and coffee. And she was explaining to us like, you know, how all this works, because I think the only person that really knew what she was talking about was the biology teacher from Nebraska.
Right.
I mean, it was like
everybody else was like, huh?
Yeah. Now, that's the high end of that, you know, being a scientist, you know, but it's also being a truck driver or a welder or an electrician. So there's ADM.
So many brands.
ADM has 300 different job categories at ADM.
Right.
Now, that's all agribusiness, right? There are truck drivers that they need that make $60,000 a year, and you go home every night at 5 o'clock. You're not on the road truck driving. I mean, you're literally just going to the Midwest Inland Port. I mean, you know, now...
Unloading.
Now, that's not everybody's path.
No.
You know, maybe there's a kid out there that wants to be the ag scientist, and that's going to take more education and all of that. But if you tell a kid, hey, do you realize that with a CDL license and a couple of years of experience, you can make $60,000 a year? That's not a bad job for people.
No.
I mean, and good job. And some people think, well, you constantly tell them, no, you have to have a four-year degree. You have to have a master's degree.
That's not true.
And it's not something they can wrap their heads around.
Right.
I mean, you know, you tell them shoot for the moon. The moon's not in their orbit. I mean, you know, but if you shoot for, I can get a CDL and be a truck driver and make $60,000 a year and go home every night at 5 o'clock, that's a great opportunity for
Absolutely.
Somebody. So it's all of these things combined. And so it starts in the fall. We had a great kickoff yesterday. Put the video up and you can take a look at it. It was a good day, fun day.
Good.
And everybody was, it was great. The turnout was fantastic. We get back, Angela's going to join us. The only person meaner than Molly.
Nice.
I meant when it comes to, like, actually getting the most out of you. Sometimes you have to be a little bit drill sergeant.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. We should
call them gunny, I think, is how we should refer to them.
I like that.
When we're in class. All right, we'll give you all the lowdown.
Todd Hendricks is a family man with two children in college, a successful small business owner, and a community volunteer as school board president and assistant football coach for 30 years. Like you, Todd Hendricks sees the problems with our state and offers real common sense solutions. Todd supports Second Amendment rights, fair map redistricting, and pension resolution, not just reform. Family, community, public servant, proven leader. Vote Todd Hendricks for state representative on March 20th.
Paid for by friends of Todd Hendricks.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a I can't believe they don't have a phone!
We're here for you. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
After years of being humiliated on the playground and having your bad hair and thick glasses ridiculed, and mixing plaids with stripes, who's the nerd now, huh?
CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com invites all IT professionals to post their resumes with us. Local employers are currently seeking to fill IT, sales, programming, and medical jobs. So, neener, 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 Mr. Popular. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Committee to elect Dan Calkins.
I'm Tony Chubby Brown, and I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. After completing military service, I joined the Macon County Sheriff's Office. And for the past 27 years, I've been honored to serve the community in a variety of positions within the department. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff as this allows me to combine two things I'm extremely passionate about, law enforcement and our community. I feel strongly that the Sheriff's Office belongs to all the citizens of Macon County. On March 20th, I ask you to check Chubby on your ballot.
Paid for by Antonio Brown for Sheriff.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
My name is April Kostinski, and I would like to be your next Macon County Treasurer. My values of dedication, commitment, and compassion are what this important position needs. I have the education, experience, and skills to be an effective and efficient steward of your tax dollars. So when you go to vote in the Democratic primary on March 20th, vote for April Kostinski, a new generation to treasure.
Paid for by friends of April Kostinski.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, so if you too was old, we'd know Roy Orbison is old.
Oh my God.
When did he die?
Traveling Wilburys. Wow.
Oh, for all you kids who only remember the Traveling Wilburys.
No. It was just, because...
That was like the band of whiny voices. Let's take everybody's got a whiny voice and we'll put them into a band. Bob Dylan, got him. Tom Petty, got him. Roy Orbison, got him. Right?
George
Harrison, that guy from Yes. What was his name?
Guy from Yes.
Yeah, that was in the Traveling Wilburys. Jeff Lynne.
Jeff Lynne. No,
that was ELO.
ELO, I'm sorry. Did I say Yes?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I got my bad 70s bands mixed up.
That's what I was like, okay, wait
couldn't
a minute.
Stand Yes, couldn't stand ELO.
Okay.
To me, they're all the same.
Yeah.
Electric good, Light Orchestra.
That was a good band. Not ELO, but the Wilburys was a good band. That was a good band.
It was, but they were all very whiny.
Yes, they were.
It was
they
like,
were.
Let's get every nasally singer we can and put them all in the same band.
That's right. Yeah, I think that was the plot, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
You know.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here at the WSOY MCA Challenge and having a great day out here. Molly's going to be with us about another 10 minutes, and she's got a client. Angela joins us. Angela Folks is the Director of Health and Wellness here at the WSOY. We're going to talk about the training studio here a little bit, but I wanted to answer your question about the 4th of July shoes before we get too far into this. They are made by Brooks. It's the Brooks Launch, which is... I would say more of a training shoe than it is a running shoe, or Brooks' sort of version of a training running shoe. It's not a long distance running shoe, so you'll love those. They're great. I have a couple pair of them. And they're, I know.
It's okay. My closet looks like that too.
Okay. Thank you. See, and you know why I think I get extra crap is because I'm a guy. I think it's fine.
No, I think it's healthy that you admitted you know you have a problem.
I'm not. Whoa.
Okay, there's worse problems you can have.
I never said I had a problem. I never said that.
I'm kidding.
I'm saying I think I get a lot of grief because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that.
I think you should have at least 18 to 20 pairs of running shoes.
I think you're right. At least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on how you feel that day.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not a trainer. You guys are trainers, so you have a little bit more of a built-in reason to have all of that. But whatever makes you happy. I think if anything you do that lends itself to making you do more of what you're trying to do, then that's what works.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Love it.
All right. Red, white, and blue. 4th of July.
I'm getting them.
All right. Call Heather and the folks over there at Fleet Feet.
Be ready, Heather.
Did you see the 3D thing they have where they –
I heard about it. And I have to do that.
Go there and do it because they're doing it. Kyle brought the imagery from his today, and the difference between like his left foot and his right foot is amazing. I mean, the difference in arch and size and everything else. And this summer, they're going to 3D print inserts specifically for your foot. So, I mean, this isn't something you buy that's universal. It will literally print just for you.
I'm going to run like the wind now.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right. Well, at the technology, I know here at the Y, it's a balancing act, that you have to please all of your members. I mean, people that have been members for 50 years, people that are just joining tomorrow. So you got to have a little bit of everything. Sometimes that's a handicap, because you can't maybe go as edgy as you want to go, and you got to figure all this out. But I think the training room, when you look at that, it's what a lot of people, I think, are looking for. It's not maybe, all the way CrossFit, yet it's not sort of getting on a treadmill. It keeps things interesting. And yet I think a lot of people haven't been back there to even see that, including members.
Yes. The toys are fun. I love my toys. And it's something that's fun and functional.
Yes.
Because that's how we have to train. We have to train what we do every day.
Well, I think what it breaks up the monotony of what used to be physical fitness. I mean, that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
And then you guys have these Body Blast classes at all times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do people find out about that? How do they sign up? When do they take place?
Well, Molly is in charge of all of that now. So you can contact her through her email, or of course you can call, leave a message for myself here at the Y. We have them
6 to 6:30, 9 to 9:30, noon to noon 30, and 6:30 to 7.
Okay, and so
Monday
now,
through Friday,
30 minutes, which I love, and for busy people, that means you can get in here on a lunch hour, do your workout, take a shower, get dressed, get back to work, and you can fit it in your schedule no matter how busy you are.
Correct, and I would say our noon and our 6:30 classes or programs are the most popular.
Well, it makes sense for busy people. That's now there is an upcharge for that, but when you break down, I mean, you're basically, you know, there's maybe 6-7 people in the class, 8 people, and so you're, it's like personal training, right?
Absolutely.
Molly,
I mean, small group training,
but at a fraction of the price.
A fraction.
Yeah. So your membership will cost you the basic, and then there's a little upcharge for this. But if people are out there, maybe they tried CrossFit, and that was just a little too intense for them. And I think there are some people that love it, and then some people just find it sort of like maybe that's too much for me. This is a nice balance of just not coming and walking on a treadmill, but getting some of that in an organized way. And I wasn't sure about the 30 minutes. You know, will that be – and 30 minutes is plenty.
We have a lot of unconventional tools that we can use in that room. So we use a TRX suspension trainer. We have sandbags. We have these awesome CoreMax.
CoreMax have water.
Yes. Yeah. So training based on instability is really, really awesome. We've just got some really cool tools in there that I don't think you find in any a lot of gyms.
Or rope trainers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, you get it, and then you come in, and every day is a little different, which is what I like. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Stick tight. We'll be back with Angela and Molly here. And then in the next hour, we'll introduce you to some more of the team members from CAT. They're going to be here with us as well. Plus, we still have our Heinkel's Countdown to Opening Day, a chance for you to win. It's Wiener Wednesday, Jeff. Wiener Wednesday.
I know it.
And somebody's going to be a winner of Wiener Wednesday. Then you get to do three W's in one sentence. Stay tuned. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 48 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 30. Thursday, sunshine, highs near 51. And Friday, partly sunny, highs near 43 degrees. It is currently 20 degrees in downtown.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs.
Don't
Flower.
Go.
Let go.
Don't
let go.
Go.
Please. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
I'm running because I am mad as hell.
Calkins is angry because families in Illinois are being mistreated by our government. Calkins has given his life to service, 22 years in the Army, decades more serving seniors and disabled persons in long-term care facilities. Dan Calkins protects people from predators, always has, and he doesn't need anything in return but your vote.
I'm also not going to take a paycheck or take the health care or take the retirement program. I am going as a public servant, not looking for a job.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I'm Mike Metzler. I've got 38 years of local law enforcement experience. My friend Sammy Anderson is a proven advocate for those who serve and those without a strong voice, an effective litigator across the broad spectrum of the law, and a dedicated leader in our community. I was proud to have cast my early vote in the Republican primary for Sammy Anderson. Sammy Anderson will bring honesty, integrity, compassion, and a humble heart to the bench.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
I'm John Butts, running to be your sheriff. In my 28 years in the sheriff's office and in my education and training, I have seen firsthand the need to serve with integrity, accountability, and compassion. The sheriff's office is a big one. 160 employees and $15 million of your dollars. My degree in law enforcement, my studies at the FBI Academy, and my experience in making tough decisions has prepared me for this challenge. But I need you. I'm asking for your vote on March 20th. Please vote for John Butts for sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butts for sheriff.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Wednesday. I feel like this is the music trivia show. I don't know why the bump music is inspiring. Mary Jane's Last Dance. Do you know the history of the song?
Nope.
They had to put it on the Greatest Hits album.
Right.
And they were contractually obligated, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, to put out a Greatest Hits album. And they had to have two new songs on the album, which he fought the record label over because he didn't understand why you would put a song that wasn't a hit on a Greatest Hits album because it hadn't been released yet.
Right.
And then Mary Jane's Last Dance went on to be their biggest hit they had ever had.
Which makes sense.
Which
yeah.
he said, I blew that one. You know, that was And the original video? Do you remember that?
Vaguely. He's what? Top Hat?
No.
Alice in Wonderland?
Kim Basinger in the morgue.
Oh.
And he was the creepy autopsy
guy. That's right.
Yes. I think they changed it because people were just entirely creeped out by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. Well, Angela and Molly are with us here. Molly along for our entire six-week run here with the Team Cat. Angela does a great job. I'm telling you, you know, it's funny because instructors, if you go to the body block,